7:39. We have emergency triple team traffic. And where is it, Andy?
Well, it's starting to pop up everywhere. First of all, northbound I-15, a crash right in the middle of the valley, right as you cross 215. We've got the HOV and fast lane block. Delays already stretched back to 114th south. Avoid I-15 from 114th to 53rd if you can. And now it's getting worse over on 215's east side. We've got a crash as you get ready to go up the hill from 6200 south towards 39th. But the slowing goes even as you get up to almost the top of the hill. And we've got a crash on 3900 south next to the freeway, affecting drivers who are trying to get on at the northbound on-ramp. Eric?
Heading through the mountains, no problems on I-80 this morning as you move from South Salt Lake up to the mouth of Parley's Canyon, then all the way to the Kimball Junction exit. Dry roads and good speed. County, no problems on I-15 as you head north from Provo to a point in the mountain. Heather?
Delays on southbound I-15 stretch from 200 north in Kaysville all the way down into Salt Lake City. Some of this is normal rush hour delays, but we've got a crash southbound at Park Lane and Farmington blocking the HOV lane, and another crash near Parrish Lane and Centerville in the cleanup stages. All of that just adding to your delays. Legacy Parkway, a lot of people are taking that as an alternate, and that is starting to slow down between Farmington and Centerville as well. Salt Lake Community College creates a pathway to success for 60,000 students every year, and that helps keep Utah's future bright, very bright. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.